Choose your next words carefully, Leonidas. They may be your last.
Madman. You're a madman. Blasphemy. This is madness.
This is Sparta!
Who do we have left? Britney Spears? Cam Kardashian? Paris Hilton? Yeah, that's what we have to look forward to, Kanye West. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good afternoon. Good evening. We're global. Shop, S-H-O-P-P-E. Oh, look at you! All right, everybody, I'll be right with you. I'm a good guy. If you attack us, I attack you. Very hammer. Hello, my name is Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're with the Brian Hammer Jackson Show. The wave is powerful. This is a no-win situation. I'll give you a call in about an hour and a half. I survived it, and I'm at the end of it.
Oppressors of generations who have kept you down with myths of opportunity, and we give it back to you, the people.
Brother, it is time for the mortals to pay.
Release the Kraken!
Hey, hello everybody, welcome to the show. My name is Brian Hammer Jackson. And you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I've been gone for a minute because I've been doing other projects, but I'm glad I'm back. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. We were the number one show, but since I've been gone, we might have dropped a couple of notches, but I'm back to be number one because number two stinks. Our show was meant for the artists, the independent artists, to move them forward. Authors, musicians, producers, business people, the people. The show is for the people. Somebody asked, what is this show about? Just recently we had a good friend who came into the studio, and he's been around for 10 years, and he figured it out. He mentioned it a week ago. He says, you know, your show is like Seinfeld. And I said, in which way? It's about nothing. You know what? And he's right. If you listen to the show, we go into politics, we go here, we go there, we're driving all around the road. Sometimes we're drunk driving to your town. It is about nothing, and it's all about something. And I want to thank you for keeping me on the air for over 10 years. I keep saying 10 years, but I've been saying 10 years for a while. Maybe 12 years, I don't know. But I want to thank you guys with your support and your artist support. I want to thank you. That's why I keep coming back. I want to let everybody know that we are broadcasting live on TuneIn. Stitcher. Apple Radio. iTunes. SoundCloud. We're working on iHeart soon. We're doing good. I usually don't brag about the listeners. I know it means a lot to when I interview guests. I have interviewed celebrity guests, celebrity musicians, and so on. And it seems so pompous to brag about millions and millions of listeners I have, so I won't mention it. I'm a humble and shy guy. Don't want to mention that at all. Then a lot of people are listening all over the world. I won't mention it at all. It's just so pompous and like being an asshole. I won't do it. I'm for the people. All right, here's what we got for today's show. Everybody's talking about it. I was talking to Melissa. Melissa is one of the special people who come to the show, who moves the show forward. Laverne, Melissa, King. I mean, we can go on and on. Fuck you, Joe. These are some of the people that you would hear. Stanley, I love you, man, wherever you are. They move our show forward. Sarge, Solutions, Mr. Solutions. I can go on and on. These are guys that your voices you may hear that moved this show over the years. I am going solo. I usually have an executive producer, but hey, this is my first time I'm going solo. How am I doing? It's like a little car. The thing on Blog Talk, you know when you drive that car, that little bumper sticker, how am I driving? I guess I should put that on the marquee. How am I doing? Our top story, Johnny Depp's in this shit. That's what Amber heard. Johnny Depp's in this shit. That's what Amber heard. Rich people who fight over millions of dollars because of hurtful feelings. It's hard to really get behind who's who when these people are suing for $50 million, $100 million, and all that kind of stuff. Money we will never see in our lifetimes. Money we can't even put our head around to even have to spend. Not to mention to spend all this money just to clear your name. I understand if it was a sexual harassment suit or something like this, but come on, man. I have to really think, why would you do this, John? Everybody knew Johnny Depp was hard to work with. He was. But he's good. He's good. I liked him in 21 Jump Street. A lot of you guys don't even remember that. Amber Heard. Everybody knows she's a psychotic. She's nuts. She's crazy. In the industry, they know that she's worse than him. So you get these two together, this trial becomes a reality show. People are talking about it. But before we get there, there was a friend of mine. Well, there was. There is a friend of mine. I think I have known him on Facebook for a while, maybe 7 years. I look at his post, and he's very amusing. He cracks me up, but he's very smart, too. And he had a lot of talent. He dabbles in, he's a good actor. I knew that. I knew he had a great sense of humor. I knew he was an intelligent guy. I mean, you know, throughout the years you can see a person's post and you can get an idea of a profile who this person is. I'm talking about Britt. I'm a Britt. Britt, B-R-I-T-T, Britt. That's who I'm talking about. That is who I'm talking about. Britt Prentice. And I kind of messed up his name on a marquee, but he was nice. He was really nice, and he just let me know. And that's something that will bring an artist over the, you know, that's something that an artist will go in and get a license to buy a gun to shoot you if you mispronounce their name or something, because that's who they are. That's the brand. And I wanted to make sure that I got this guy correct. I invited him in the show today because I want to debut. See, I did not know that he could sing. I did not know he could sing. I did not know this. You know, and I'm saying, all right. Yeah, I was expecting too much. Facebook guy. He's humorous. He's smart. But he sings. I thought to myself, I know this is going to be racist because I'm a black guy. My show, what are you going to do, fire me? I said, he's pretty fly for a white guy. But even taking that out, he's fly. And you're going to hear him. I'm going to play a song. This song's called Hug Me, Baby. I looked at it. You know, he asked me, take a look at this. Britt did. Take a look at this. I go, okay. I'm not going to really expect too much, and damn, yeah. I thought, we got some white chocolate here. Guy got soul, man. He feels it. I'm saying, damn, he actually feels this song. Either he feels the song because he loves the woman he's with, or he's such a good actor, he makes me think he loves the woman he's with in the video. I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure she's trying to run away and he's going to kidnap her, put her in a car, but she's running to him smiling and happy and everything. I'm saying, okay, this is good. This is consensual. But his voice is good. If you're listening, Britt, If you're listening, come on in studio. And I'm looking at the marquee, and you're absolutely right. I mistyped a lot of things. I even mistyped Johnny. And it's not my fault. That auto-correction thing is driving me crazy, making me look like an idiot. I mistyped Johnny Depp. So hopefully Britt will come in the studio. I'm going to play the song. And during the song, hopefully we'll have 2 or 3 minutes with Britt. And the meaning behind the song, what made him write the song. And we'll do that. And if that happens, we'll get an insight of it. And then we'll go with our main story. Johnny Depp into this shit. And that's what Amber Heard. That's right. It's a little play on words, right? It's a little play on words. If you'd like to come into the studio, it's 319-527-6099. It's 319-527-6099. That's the number to get you in the studio. That's the number your name will be heard around the world globally. Yeah. Yeah. I got fans everywhere. I think they're fans or they're bill collectors, but who cares? They still make my ratings go up. Ladies and gentlemen, the debut of Britt's song, Hug Me Baby, is about to happen. It's going to be heard all around the world. And we'll be right back with our top story, Johnny Depp and the Amber Heard trial. Ladies and gentlemen, premiering on the Brian the Hammer Jackson Show, that is global, worldwide, the smooth sounds, Britt Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E, Prentice. Hug me, baby.
Close.
at that. Sounds like Coachella. Look at that. Brit. Smooth sound of Mr. Brit. He's in the studio right here. Look at the crowd. Wow. Yeah, look at you. You hit it out of the ballpark, Brit.
There he is, the hammer. What's up, man?
Look at you. Matt, you know, like I said in the opening, you know, we've been on Facebook page for a while, and your postings, I smile at your postings. They're intellectual. They're funny. Sometimes they're off the charts, but it shows a lot of creativity, you know? I mean, but when you told me, you go, did you listen to this song? And I said, okay, I'm going to listen to it. And I'm going, damn. And the write-up was correct. It's like a Luther Vandross kind of sound, you know? What is your inspiration?
Yeah. Well, man, I've been singing since I was, I think my first official performance was when I was 4 years old, and my mom and dad and my grandparents used to run a gospel mission in the center of Washington, D.C., and my grandfather's name is still on a plaque on the front door as you walk in, and I decided I want to sing for the little Christmas party that they have, and so I prepared We Wish You a Merry Christmas and had it 100% memorized, and I went in there and I did my little one-minute concert at 4 years old, and I was pretty much hooked on singing and music and performing ever since.
Wow. Now, where did you, I mean, you got some R&B in you and everything. Where are you from? And am I pronouncing your name? It's Britt. Am I correct?
Yes. Okay. Yep, Britt. So, and thank you again for the quick correction there. I heard you. I appreciate it. My name, everybody gets wrong. So I am shocked and amazed when people actually spell it right or say it right. But I appreciate the quick correction there.
Well,
I even sang an international anthem. I literally sang a national anthem for the Chicago Cubs about, you know, it's got to be 10-plus years ago now.
Wow.
And they had my name as Bill Prentice for, like, the first 30 seconds until somebody cursed at somebody and said, it's Brett, dang it, I told you. So, happens all the time. But to answer your question, originally I'm from the D.C. area, Maryland, which – and we were listening to lots of stuff, but I remember in the house we were playing Barry White and Ray Charles and Wes Montgomery, the amazing jazz guitarist. And so I had very early influences in R&B and jazz. And then growing up, my tastes went to George Benson and Al Jarreau and Earth, Wind and Fire.
Wow.
And just, yeah, those are my influences. Mainly.
I'm impressed. You look good on camera, too, man. You look good on camera.
Oh, thank you.
You really do.
She made me look good. Rosalie Valgreen was my co-star in that video, and she is just absolutely adorable and just was, that was actually her very, very first ever real acting role, and it was in my video.
Really?
And also born and raised here in Southern California, but had never, ever been to Santa Monica. I mean, shocking to say, but I couldn't believe when she told me that. So she just did a tremendous job. I will take like 10% credit on my incredible directing of her, but she was just
cool.
Tremendous. And my DP, you know, co-director was fantastic, Alex Pinheiro. From AP Suave Studios. Want to give a big shout out to him because he was, you know, we shot that whole thing in like a day, and
he
was just tremendous. Yeah, in
wow.
one day, and then we edited it and did wardrobe changes and all this stuff to make it look like, you know, a couple of days there. But it was really, really fantastic. Yeah, and I just want to say, Brian. So genesis of that. Of that song, actually, I wrote that song really over 20 years ago.
Damn.
And it was a poem. It was based from a poem that my best friend, Nadine Cornell, my best friend I ever had in my life, she, you know, wrote a bunch of things, and this one kind of, she said, you know, if you want to use any of it, just, you know, just go ahead. And so that one kind of gravitated to. So I changed the lyrics and kind of made, you know, some rhyme scheme out of it and stuff like that. And then I produced the song, and she passed away many years ago. But fortunately, I was able to have her hear, you know, a somewhat finished version of it, and she just absolutely adored it. So that song has been, like, for a very special reason, been my pet project and my favorite song.
Where can people buy the song, download the song, get some money in your pocket?
Great. Oh, awesome. There you go. The song is on all streaming outlets, so it's on Amazon for just 99 very small cents. It's on Spotify. It's on iTunes. It's everywhere where you listen. And it's even on Alexa. If you say, Alexa, play Britt Prentice, Alexa will play my song for you. And Pandora and all that stuff. It's on all of that. But that was really cool. One of my friends said to me, hey, I just said, you know, I just used my Alexa and told it to play you, and it worked. And I was like, that's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Yeah. So all major outlets.
Oh, you know.
And, of course, you can see the video on YouTube. Yeah.
You could, man. I put it on my I should be paying you, but I put it on my phone. I'm sorry. I put it on my phone. Listening to it. I did. I put it on because I was doing I'm doing a little thing, a little project, and I wanted to hear it because I wanted to interview you. And I put it on my phone, and I kept playing that during my breaks. I was relaxing, smoking. I quit smoking, but for that song, I swear to God, I had to put a cigar in my mouth. I had to light the cigar and just kick my feet out. So that song brought me back to smoking. Yeah. I mean, you got to hit here, Britt. I want to thank you.
Man.
I know you had a short period of time, but please.
Thank you. Hey, I want to say one more thing. Just on what you said is that I designed all of my songs, when I write them, when I produce them, so that you really like it the first time, but then you like it even more the second, the fifth, the tenth, and you never get tired of my voice or my music. And so I'm glad that you kept on going back to it and kept on going back to it, and because that's the design of, I mean, that is concept for me. I don't ever want anybody. There's some people that you like the song, but then after a while, you don't want to hear that song anymore. You know, like I'm that way with certain songs. I just will remain nameless. I won't say what they are on a public forum like this. But it's like some people, man, I don't want to hear them anymore. I got tired of their voice or got tired of the song. But my songs, I try to make sure that when you hear it the first time, you like it or love it, but then you like it even more, and it just kind of gets. It's like listening to a warm snuggie of love, you know, and all my things like that.
Well, you did that. You did a mission accomplished, especially with me. It's like I said, your song sounds so nice, I'm going to play it twice. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Britt Prentice. Hug me, baby.
Britt,
thank you so
much.
Thank you, man. You keep writing those hits, and I'll keep playing them. I'll keep playing them.
Thank you, buddy. All right.
Thank you. Bye-bye, my friend.
Their hands of you.
Apprentice. Yeah, Hug Me Baby. I can't get enough of that. Like I said, I was playing that most of the day. It was good. I had to light a cigar. You can feel that, man. You can feel the soul. It's like spiritual. The only difference between a superstar and a star, Britt, in my opinion, is a star. But the only difference is volume and product marketing. Help support our independent artists. Please buy his song. You heard Britt, where you can get it and purchase it. Make him a superstar. He deserves it. He's a star already. I want to see him at the Emmys. All right, here we go. Welcome back to the show. Brian Hammer Jackson here. You know the number to call in if you want to go get on the air. It's 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. I'm going to read a story. You'll listen to a trial. If you have any comments on it, please come on the studio. I welcome to hear them. Biggie once said, "More money, more problems." Yeah, I can't understand why somebody, you know, I don't know why Johnny, I can call him Johnny. What's he going to do, sue me? I'll call him Johnny. For right now, pretend that me and him are friends. Why would he put himself through this? I mean, there's tabloids, there's gossip and blah, blah. This is not the only thing. I mean, why this thing? Why did he pick now? Why did he pick now to stand up and protect his name, his reputation? Why now? I have some insight on this. You know, I do. You want to hear it? Okay. I want to hear it. Well, see, it hasn't been easy for Johnny in the last, Johnny Depp. I better say Depp. Everybody knows. Depp, D-E-P-P. It hasn't been so easy for him in the last couple of times here. He's been having some problems. For instance, there's a great movie out called The Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Them. This is by J.K. Rowling, you know, Harry Potter kind of thing. It's a big deal. Mr. Depp, as my friend Johnny Depp, he gets paid, I guess, maybe $20 million a picture. Think about that for a minute. $20 million a picture. So if you lose a job, you're basically losing $20 million. Let's just start there. So I asked a question, why now? Why all of a sudden did you want to put yourself in a spotlight here? All your dirty little secrets that people know in Hollywood, they knew that you were an asshole. You are very much of an asshole. You're like the Marvel of assholes. You're like a super asshole, right? But they still work with you. You put out good product. You must have a great PR machine. Kept you a little clean. Well, here's a little insight of maybe why he's a little perturbed. Johnny Depp has recently been removed from the J.K. Rowling's Fantastic Beast and Where to Find Him. They removed him. There are some other companies, some other project, big major film projects won't hire him. And not because he's unreasonable and he's a Marvel superhero like a super asshole. I mean, he does his shenanigans on the set that people put up with. They put up with his drinking. They put up with his drugs. They put up with his womanizing. They put up with his tantrums. But the fact of the matter is, it makes money. And that's what it's all about, people. It is not about his personality. It's not about this. This is about money. So if you're in that position, lady or man, if you're in that position that your reputation is so tarnished that you get removed and you're Johnny Depp. You're Johnny Depp, people. One of the biggest actors we have. And you can't get work because someone who you've been banging, did they marry? I don't know if they got married. Did they get married? I think they did. I'm not quite sure. And you made the mistake about having a relationship with a psycho. All men do this one time after another ever since you're 16. We're gonna go with the crazy girls, the crazy teenage girls when we're teenagers, to high school, to college. You know why we go for the crazy psychos? To get laid. That's the truth. A man will tell you. That's the truth. Because the more crazy you are, the more freaky you are, the more open you are, the more uninhibited you are, you're going to have sex. True. True story. I know you social media warriors are out there going, that's Brian again. He's just so vulgar. Brian, damn, Brian. No, I'm telling you the truth, and the truth is cruel. But see, the mistake that some guys do is that a lot of people go, okay, you're psycho. We'll go with the sex for a couple of months. I'll break up with you. We'll tell the story, stay away. But we had enough of you know, the craziness outweighs the great sex you're going to have. It gets to that point. But you see, over the years, women got smart. I know, I can hear it right now. They know that they can, just recently, within the last 2 years, they know that they can use their sexuality as a weapon. A nuclear weapon. A weapon that has mass destruction. We don't have to call the police on you. We don't have to just gossip among our group. All we have to do is write an op-ed, which Amber did. She wrote an op-ed. She did not mention Johnny Depp's name, but she wrote an op-ed that when they were together, she claims that she was in an abusive relationship. Now, with Johnny Depp's reputation, it's not hard to put that together. It's that hard. It's not hard at all. And then we have the fallout, that you get removed from the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. And then you get removed to a couple of other major projects. And then the insurance company who insures the actor, kind of the insurance is so high that maybe he can't be insured that he's going to behave himself. He starts losing money. We all live up to our means. We never live below our means. If you're making $20 million a picture and you're doing 5 pictures a year, and so you're making $100 million a year, I think I'm doing the right math. I went to public school. And you're getting fired and you're not getting hired. Your bills are still, those bills or that house or whatever expenses that you have, it still matches that $20 million a picture or $100 a year. It's all about money. Now, what makes me suspicious about this is that I think he's trying to sue her for $50 million. We'll get more into the story. He knows she doesn't have no $50 million. I think she's countersuing him for $100 million. $100 million? I mean, the average person, $50 million? $100 million? Are you out of your freaking mind? And you wonder how the public can mock this. But why would... So I think what Johnny is doing, and I don't know, and we're going to hear some tape, is that this has really hurt his career. We're at the age, we're at the temperature now where a woman's allegation is just not an allegation anymore. It could be just an allegation and legal mumble jumble. But when you put it on the internet or you put it in an op-ed and everything, that's something to destroy. That can destroy you. That's where the nuclear bomb goes off. And it can destroy your career, destroy who you are. It can isolate you from the important people who are surrounding you to protect you. Johnny Depp, I already heard, is a recluse. He doesn't really talk to anybody. He bought a couple of islands, I guess. He got houses all over the place. And, you know, the truth of the matter is, if we want to be honest, we don't like rich people. We want to see them fall. We don't want that kind of life for them. It's because it's in our faces all the time, and we're jealous of it. I mean, if you really look deep in ourselves, we want them to fall. I can't stand the Kardashians. I'm not going off track here, but just making a point. Everything that the Kardashians stand for, to me, is prostitution. And I think Kris Jenner is a pimp. They pimp out her own daughters. This all revolved around a sex tape. And I mean, how can you pimp out your own daughter's sex tape? What kind of person are you? And they have destroyed, these girls have destroyed a lot of men's careers. I think their brand? Any means necessary. I think their brands have left a lot of dead bodies, bleeding bodies, graveyards of people's careers behind them to get to where they are. You cannot argue that they're just, Kim just made billionaire status maybe a month ago. But to get that money, how many graveyards of careers and people that you have destroyed to get there? But yet, you guys love it. I don't know why you love it, because maybe their life is just so fake, and you can see the devastation that these people who need therapy badly, but we love the carnage, and we love to hear that they have problems because we're so jealous of their success, and we can't stand it that they're billionaires for doing nothing, and it eats at us. And the same thing with, I think, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp. These are some of the questions. What happened to Johnny Depp's career? And it says here, his reputation has been in free fall since 2016. We're talking 7 years. That's a lot of damage. And she was married to him. Amber was married to him. And it says he was in free fall since 2016 when his ex-wife, Amber Heard, came forward with allegations of emotional and physical abuse. I'm just trying to look for any criminal record she found or call the police. Still, studios continued to work with him. Until very recently, he was still slated to appear in Fantastic Beasts 3 before being fired in a very public spectacle. Any other questions you may ask? Why did Johnny Depp get fired from the Pirates of the Caribbean? Johnny Depp faced several petitions that got him fired from the Pirates of the Caribbean. This came in just after several allegations were imposed upon his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Okay, so now she took away the franchise from him because he got fired from the Pirates of the Caribbean, and then he got kicked off of the Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. These are major motion pictures. These are major pictures. His wife, his ex-wife, allegations, and again, allegations. Look it up, what an allegation is. She got that nuclear missile, man. And he's ready to endure any embarrassment, any this, any that, because that was a direct hit. And I can hear these feminist women and some of these fringes, you know, there's fringe in every group, not all groups, but there's fringes. Oh, good for her, good for her. And those are the same women go, oh, good for her. Look at Will Smith, slap that man, and he protected his woman, and that's chivalry, and he's a prince of Bel Air, and he rode up in his prince little horse, and he went over there, and he slapped that bad Chris Rock, and he rode away like that's a prince right there. The prince of Beverly Hills, Will Smith. And you say women don't see anything wrong with that, another person hitting another person and it's violence and stuff like that. But, oh, he protected her, and you're the same woman that says, I'm an independent woman and I don't need a man. You're the same one. The same woman. Johnny Depp faced several petitions that got him fired from the Pirates of the Caribbean. This came in just after several allegations were imposed upon him by his ex-wife, Amber Heard. Several allegations, mainly of domestic violence, were imposed upon the actor, following which several petitions were filed to get him off the Pirates of the Caribbean. This is over allegations, by the way. Just allegations. Somebody said something, and all of a sudden, when a woman cries wolf, I'm not saying she's crying wolf. There's some, we're going to get into it. You're going to hear it. Just allegations. Everybody goes to her site. Everybody. Mind you, she's a psycho, but okay. But everybody goes to her site. That's how we protect women in that's how we protect women in our society. Okay? So we're going to explore this and have you make up your mind. We're going to explore this, and we're going to play some stuff. But first, we're going to go with, well, let's see, do we have any more? Let's see. Why was Johnny Depp been blacklisted? Why has Johnny Depp been blacklisted? These are some of the questions. Johnny Depp has essentially been blacklisted in the industry, with one studio head saying that studios can't work with the actor anymore. Depp's has been in free fall since 2016, when his ex-wife, Amber Heard, came forward with allegations of emotional and physical abuse. And then it's in these questions, it's like, what happened to Johnny Depp and Fantastic Beasts? Well, Depp has been the center of a nasty domestic abuse scandal with his ex-wife, Amber Heard. You know her from Aquaman, which he helped her get the part, by the way, which threatens to consume his entire career, as well as, let's see, blah, blah, blah. Depp was released from his duties as Grindelwald by Warner Brothers, both within the upcoming Fantastic Beasts 3 and the franchise as a whole. Imagine losing the franchise as a whole. You know how much money that is? He loses the franchise. Not because he's in jail, not because they found him guilty of a criminal act, because of one woman, Al. She knows Al. You might know his full name, allegations. She knows Al. For a little tiny op-ed that probably nobody wrote or read. She knows Al. When we get back, we're going to go with 15 shocking moments of the testimony. We're not going to start this from the beginning to the end. We're going to hit 15 shocking moments from Johnny Depp's testimony in a lawsuit against Amber Heard. I think she's testifying in a couple of weeks, but this is all going to be on his side when we come back. Have you been, and I'm talking ladies and men, has there ever been any allegations to you that can affect you and your career or your neighbors or your children's school or whatever? Has anybody said anything about you that is untrue? Women or men, I don't care. If that has happened to you, I'd like to hear your input. You can call in at 319-527-6099. 319-527-6099. I'd like to hear about it. Because when we come back, we're going to talk about the 15 shocking moments. Shocking, shocking, shocking. In a testimony in a lawsuit against Amber Heard, this is Johnny Depp's words. And then we're going to go to a little bit of the trial. This shit just got real. You're listening to, oh, I just lost my page. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. And this is the trial. And we're going to get into it. All right, everybody. You know the number to get in. And again, a shout out to Britt Prentice. Hug me, baby. Come on, man. Reach in your pockets. That song is worth paying for. That song is worth having. And I have it on my phone. I hope he doesn't sue me. Yeah, I have it on my phone. In fact, I can hear you right now. I can hear people getting off this phone. You know, they're getting into their car right now. And they're on their way to the record store to buy that song, Hug Me, Baby. Yeah. Johnny Depp's not here, and sometimes we take requests. And before people leave, I would ask him, is there a song you want me to play? But I'm going to send this out to you, Johnny Depp. Hang tough, brother. Hang tough. And we'll be right back with 15 shocking moments from the trial. This is Brian Hammer Jackson on the radio. Worldwide, people. We'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. Thank you. I am serving you with all my charisma personalities. I have something in my throat. Testing. Hold on. Thank you. I have a new executive producer. Her name is Lauren. She's not going to be on an air personality. She says she doesn't want to be on the air. I understand that. Not many people can handle being on the air. I had many executive producers, and they couldn't handle it either. Okay. But she wanted to remind you, if you ever want to follow the show, go to Blog Talk Radio. Oh, is it Blog Talk Radio? I'll get the right thing. I think it's Blog Talk. she's screaming at me right now. I'll give you the address. It's blogtalkradio.com/BrianHammerJackson, and you can follow me. I'll get the right one. There you go. And if you want to come in the studio and talk to me, here's the number, 319-527-6099. You can also follow me on Facebook. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson. You'll know you have the right page because underneath my name, you'll say Brian, radio host at Hammer House. That's the right page if you want to follow me on Facebook. You want to follow me on Twitter. It's at Hammer AOD. I'm on LinkedIn as Brian Hammer Jackson, and there you go. If you ever want to come on a show to get interviewed, you can hit me up in those areas. Facebook, Twitter, Brian Hammer Jackson. And I would love to interview you. I'm opening this up. Okay, enough of that. I think Lauren's happy now. Okay. Yeah, she is. All right, we're back. So these are the 15. We're not going to go in the beginning of the trial. We're going to go with the 15 shocking moments from Johnny Depp's testimony in a lawsuit with Amber Heard. It's 11 minutes here. I think I'm going to read a little bit, and then you can hear it. You can hear it with their video. Okay, and the reason I want to read it a little bit, because, see, I spend a lot of money downloading sound effects, and I never use them. I never use them. So I think I got to use some right now. Because it's money. Okay, here we go. I'm going to lose them. I'm going to use them. 15 shocking moments during the trial. Here we go. I'm going to get sued. Well, if I'm going to get sued, I might as well get sued all the way. Thank you. Here we go. Number one, Depp said he painted with the blood of his finger after it was cut during a fight with Heard. Now, this is from Johnny. It's not from her. She hasn't got on a stand yet. This is Johnny. Number one, Depp said he painted with the blood of his finger after it was cut during a fight with Heard. Nothing says I love you with some blood. Ask OJ. Lawsuit. Damn, I got to get a lawyer. During his testimony, Depp alleged that during a violent argument in Australia in 2015, Heard threw two vodka bottles at him, and when one exploded, it sliced his finger to the point where bone was exposed. He claimed it was resulted in the tip of his middle finger being cut off. The middle finger, we need that middle finger. I mean, that's what we talk. That's sign language. How any other finger, okay, but the middle finger, this is really brutal. He claimed it resulted in the tip of his middle finger being cut off. Depp said after being cut, he wrote on the walls with his blood and then dipped his finger in the paint to keep writing. He said the blood had dried, as it were, and so I stuck my finger into a can of paint and also mineral spirits to put my verbal message onto the wall. He's so dramatic. So dramatic. Number two, the lawyers asked Depp about things he wrote during the incident. Depp said he wrote reminders. You know reminders? I write reminders, not in blood, but I do. So Depp said he wrote reminders on a mirror after Heard filmed a movie with actor Billy Bob Thornton. Photos of the mirror showed the words Billy Bob and Easy Amber. Easy Amber? Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Am I mistaken, like ambers, when there's a fire, you have to be aware of the ambers going around because they could burn up other people's houses? Is that ambers? I don't know. Just a thought. Wow, Easy Amber. Billy Bob. Mm-hmm. That's it. That Billy Bob getting some, he's getting some good ass. I mean, Angela Jolie and Amber. Wow. He's getting more ass than a toilet seat. Look at Billy. With a name like Billy Bob? Hmm. He was also asked during his testimony if he drew a penis on a painting. Which, Johnny replied, I don't know about that. I don't remember drawing a penis on a painting, he said. When asked if he forgot, given the state he was in, Johnny said, drawing a penis was not the first thing on my mind. I had messages and reminders. Hmm. He also wrote on a lampshade, a photo of which was also shown during the trial. On this lampshade, which appears to be sitting on the ground, you write, in some mixture of blood or paint, good luck and be careful at the top, heard lawyer said. Ooh, saying good luck and be careful at the top. Ooh, yeah, women could take that as allegations. That's sexual harassment. That is tormenting. That's stalking. Women could be careful what you say. Because if you wrote something like so menacing, like good luck and be careful at the top, damn, that could get you in trouble. And be careful at the top. I'm sure she used to be in on the bottom, if you know what I'm talking about. Anyway, Johnny Depp says, yes, I wrote that, and I thought it was good advice. Of course. Then there's an audio of her discussing alleged harm from Depp was played. There was an audio that was played during a trial in which Heard spoke to Depp about the alleged harm he had done to her. By the way, my family, my friends, and everyone around me saw all those bruises, a broken blood vessel under my eye, bruises on my head, the missing chunks of my hair, the split lip, the black eye, the swollen nose, she said. Wow. Number four was an image of a bruised Depp allegedly received from Heard was shown. Depp claimed Heard roundhouse punched him, which resulted in a bruise under his eye. He also claimed that during the altercation, he thought she hurt her foot on a door, and when he went to check on her, she kicked the bathroom door into my head. Wow. And I was completely taken back with such a corrosive, horrific move, he said. How dare she kick the bathroom door in my head? It's kind of like, poetic justice. The head kicked you in the head. This is how I think. You can change the channel. You'll hear it from her. I can go on and on, but I don't think you want to hear me say it. I think you want to hear some video about now. Let me see if I can put it down. Let's see if I can put it here. It's a little commercial going on. I gave you the little tease. Let's hear it from the video. It may be a little better. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. And I hope they talk, because sometimes they just play music.
Yeah. You dipped your finger in paint after suffering an injury.
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes, that was after I'd, after writing on the walls, the blood had kind of dried, as it were, and so I stuck my finger into a can of paint and also... mineral spirits to put my verbal messages onto the wall.
you'd agree with me that there was quite a bit of damage to the house in Australia after this incident, correct?
There was quite a bit of damage to the house during the entire incident, yes.
And you don't remember the television breaking, do you?
I remember there was a coffee cup stuck into the screen or a plate or something like that.
You could have also defaced a painting by drawing a penis on it, didn't you?
I don't know about that. I don't remember drawing a penis on a painting.
Given the state you were in, it's entirely possible that you did that, even if you don't remember it to this day, correct?
Drawing a penis on a painting was not the first thing on my mind.
I had
messages to write, reminders.
Wow.
You testified that you wrote on the mirror, and I don't remember exactly what you said, but you essentially said that you wrote things about your past with Ms. Heard or grievances that you had with her, correct?
Reminders, yes.
Some mix of paint or blood, starring Billy Bob and Easy Amber. This is a picture of a lampshade that you wrote on after you sustained a finger injury on March 8, 2015, correct?
That's correct.
On this lampshade, which appears to be sitting on the ground, you write some mixture of blood or paint, good luck and be careful at top.
Yes, correct.
Correct?
Yes. I thought it was good advice.
Heard you
just
saying
what?
That she would rather not
louder.
Hear.
I wait because I'm louder.
Okay, what
is it?
I don't know what that is, but it's part of the video. Let's let it play.
My family, my friends, everyone trying. Around me saw all the bruises and broken blood vessel under my eye, the bruises on my head, the missing chunks of hair, the split lips, the black eye, the swollen nose, all that because you're stronger. It does not mean because they heard me that I'm somehow more responsible. It just means they heard me because I yell in a fight. You do provoke. I yell. It doesn't mean I'm more responsible or badder.
After receiving kind of a roundhouse punch from Ms. Hurd, the door was still it was still pretty well about that much open, and when I knelt down on my hands and knees to look at her foot to see the injury, she kicked the bathroom door into my head. She kicked the bathroom door into my head, and I was completely taken aback by such a corrosive, horrific move. Yes, sir.
Were you aware that as of October 25th, 2018, about 2 months before this op-ed was published, that it was being reported, as it is in this article, that Johnny Depp is out as Jack Sparrow in Disney's Pirates of the Caribbean film franchise as actor battles financial issues and personal dramas? Were you aware of that?
I wasn't aware of that, but it doesn't surprise me given that 2 years had gone by of just constant worldwide talk about me being this wife beater.
Understood, but you...
So I'm sure that Disney was trying to cut ties to be safe. The Me Too movement was in full swing at that point.
Good morning. I don't think so.
No, that's the thing.
You want to see crazy? I'll give you. That's crazy. Oh, you're crazy. Are you crazy?
Have you drunk this whole thing this morning?
Oh, you got this going?
I started it.
Oh, really?
This is at your house in West Hollywood on Sweetser Avenue, correct?
That's correct, sir.
And that's you in the video, Mr. Depp, right?
That's correct, sir.
And you would agree that you were violent in that clip, correct?
Clearly I was having a bad time. I don't know what it was with regard to completely at this point, since I don't know the date, but being legally recorded by your chosen other is, well, it's quite fitting with the rest of the photographs and tape recordings she made. So I thought what was most interesting is that she tried to hide it from me and then that she laughed and smiled at the end. I thought that was the most interesting part myself. But so, yes, I did assault a couple of cabins, but I did not touch Ms. Hurd.
And
as you can see, I think, no.
And you may have been drunk in that video, correct?
There's a possibility of that, yes, sir.
You poured yourself a mega pint of red wine, correct?
A mega pint? I poured myself a large glass of wine.
Right.
I thought it necessary.
Right. Well, not saying there is, but you were asking for more cocaine and you were asking for more ecstasy, correct?
I wasn't asking for more ecstasy. I was asking for ecstasy because that was what I was requested by Ms. Hurd.
And one of your good friends that you've taken drugs with before is Marilyn Manson, right?
Yes, we've taken, we drank together, we've had cocaine together maybe a couple of times.
Pills, right? With Marilyn Manson?
I once gave Marilyn Manson a pill, so that he would stop talking so much.
And then all of you flew back to Los Angeles.
That's correct.
And the night before that you were due to meet up to take this plane flight, you and Ms. Hurd had a heated discussion on the phone about scenes that she was doing in a movie with James Franco, right?
I don't recall what the argument was about.
Let's go to page 290. If you go to the second paragraph, or the kind of the fourth line down, you write to Mr. Bettany, missing you and yours, and await our dangle on the island. You may have to drink for me. I, of course, pounded and displayed ugly colors to Amber on a recent journey. I am an insane person, and not so fair-headed after too much of the drink. Weed, pills, fine. Booze, my capacity is too large and I won't stop. Ugly and sad, oh, how I love it. Did I read that right?
You did.
She wants to talk to me. She doesn't know what to do. Loves you, but doesn't know always what to do. She's worried about it all. And you write to her, it was not pleasant today. I wasn't aware she had another photo shoot tomorrow. That's really why she left. I don't need actress and her ambition.
I received some news that was as absurd and grotesque and cruel. And then I was shown a picture of what the problem was.
There's a photograph of the bed, our bed, and on my side of the bed, was human fecal matter. I might have used that word, certainly.
Right, and in 2012, in fact, Elton John was one of your friends who was trying to help you get sober, correct?
Yes, sir.
And you sent him a message in 2012 where you thanked him for his help and you said, quote, "I would have been swallowed up by the monster were it not for you. That is a simple fact." Isn't that true?
Yes. Again, the monster referring to alcohol and substances.
Correct.
There you go. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. There's more, I think. Let's see what time it is. Let me see if I can, I don't know if I can do this to the show or not. Let me see. See if I can. Nope, didn't take. Didn't take. Oh, it did take. Okay, because we got some more stuff to talk about. Yeah, well, you know, things happen when you have a situation here. Here's Amber Heard talking about why she pooped in a bed. Let me see. Clean the bathroom door. I think I have it here. Maybe I don't have it. Wait. Dev said his mother abused him. We can go with that one right there. Okay, these are... Okay, where do we leave off? It's still a commercial, so I'm just trying to... Nope. All right, I'll go on with some other stuff you did not hear. So we're going to skip down. He was at the part of the pooping in the bed. Let's see. Disney. Megapints. Text from Death. Marilyn Manson giving him drugs and everything. Sounds like more like Charlie. I wonder if it was Marilyn or Charlie. Anyway. Audio played by Heard as Depp headbutted her. Okay. We're down to number 9 now. And here we go. So I have to do the thing. Here we go. Yeah. Audio was played where Heard alleged Depp headbutted her. In an audio recording, Heard questioned Depp why he can headbutt her, but she took issues with her screaming. I'll read it again. In an audio recording, Heard questions Depp why he can headbutt her, but he took issues with her screaming. Depp said he would vehemently disagree with that allegation, adding that he was trying to restrain her. As he was trying to restrain her, he said their heads likely bumped when she was moving around as he tried to restrain her. Number 10, there's photos of large bags of marijuana was shown. Really? Heard's lawyer showed Depp a photo of at least 4 large bags of marijuana next to a cup with the logo of his film company. Depp confirmed the photo was taken at his recording studio. Number 11, Depp admitted to trashing hotel rooms in the past. Sure, you trashed hotel rooms before simply because you had a bad couple of days and an unpleasant time? That's what Heard's lawyer asked. Depp says, correct, sir. I have assaulted a couch, and that is true because we have the couch testimony of Johnny Depp assaulting it. That is true. When asked if he has expressed himself through destructive behavior, Depp agreed. Yes. The lawyer asked, and you said in an interview one time, you said the following quote, "You know, I'm going to try to do it like Johnny, because I'm, you know, you have bad days, and you know, Some guys go play golf. Some guys, you know, smash hotel rooms. You said that before, right? Johnny Depp, everybody. It's the worst impression of the world. As a joke, Depp replied, he said he doesn't believe he's the only person to have punched a door, broken something during an internal bout with himself. Number 12, we're almost there. Text revealed Depp referred to Heard with a disparaging language. Let me guess. Bitch. Lucifer. The devil's whore. These are things I'm guessing, so I'm seeing if I'm right. Psycho. Bates Motel owner. Harley Quinn. These are just things I'm guessing. Let's see if I'm right. I never ever want to lay eyes on that filthy whore. Whore, I got right. Wow. Ding, 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 ding. Wow. But she was your wife at the time, correct? Delore asks. Depp says, yes, sir. That woman over there, the whore, that's my wife. I added that just for dramatic purposes. 13. Depp said his mother abused him. All right, here we go. Depp said during his childhood, physical abuse from his mother was constant, with abuse coming in form of ashtrays being flung on a high-heeled shoe or telephone being used to beat him. He said he wanted to make sure his children didn't experience that kind of upbringing. Wow. Here's a little bit about it. In his own voice. Of course, there's a commercial. But it will end soon. See, I'm in a studio by myself, so I have to do all this stuff. But we're going to hear all about the abuse. And his mother threw a high heel shoe at him and telephones being used to beat him. He beat him with a telephone? I wonder what kind of plan you have. I mean, it's like unlimited texts and beatings. I don't know. Here it is.
Testifying in his defamation lawsuit against his ex-wife, that's Amber Heard. Telling a court in Virginia that he never abused her, he says she abused him. Now, this dispute has been going on for years, and he's suing her for $50 million. Heard wrote in the Washington Post back in 2018 that she is a survivor of domestic abuse. Her op-ed did not mention Depp by name, but he claims that it damaged his reputation and his acting career. And now Heard is countersuing him for $100 million. Carter Evans has the story.
Good afternoon, Mr. Depp.
Good afternoon.
Johnny Depp was one of the world's highest paid actors. On Tuesday, he took the witness stand to respond to allegations of abuse from his ex-wife, Amber Heard.
Never did I myself reach the point of striking Ms. Heard in any way, nor have I ever struck any woman.
Depp says Heard's allegations are lies and accused her of physically abusing him.
Within a year and a half, she had become another person almost.
The actress married Depp in 2015, filed for divorce 15 months later, and sought a restraining order. In a 2018 Washington Post opinion piece, she recounted her experience with violence and referred to herself as a public figure representing domestic abuse. On the stand, Depp said the allegations ruined his career.
Her accusations had sort of permeated the industry and then made its way through media and social media. It just kept getting bigger and bigger.
The trial comes almost 2 years after a British court dismissed Depp's libel case against an English tabloid that called him a wife beater. That judge ruled Depp repeatedly assaulted Heard and caused her to fear for her life. Attorney and mediator Winter Wheeler.
I understand wanting people to know that you've been falsely accused, if that is in fact the truth. But even if he wins, I don't necessarily believe that changes his career path.
You know, when you get these social justice bitches, even if he wins, I don't know that that would change his career. You shut up. Nobody knows who you are or care what you think. You have no degree in psychology. You're not a psychologist. I know. Shut up. Shut up. Shush. You. Shut up. Poor Johnny. When Johnny comes marching home again, he's gonna smack your face again. Hurrah, hurrah. He's gonna kick the couch. He's going to smash the mirror. But it all comes down to Johnny comes marching home. When we come back, we're going to finish up the show. There's some more allegations about Johnny Hurd. I mean, Johnny Depp and Amber Hurd. How long were they married? Not that long. It's like I said, when people come to the studio, the number is 319-527-6099. Tell me how you feel. Have you ever been accused of something that you didn't do and ruined your career or your life?
You are talking about the nonsensical ravings of a lunatic mind.
That's right. And when we come back, we'll finish the rest of the story. You're listening to Hammer and Radio Network. 96.7 BT Radio.
I don't know. What's it going to do?
Shut up. I'm sure I'm going to... I played the song from Johnny Depp's point of view with CeeLo Green. I'm going to play a song, maybe in Amber Heard's point of view. We'll be right back with more Johnny Depp and Amber Heard trial.
Maybe I didn't love you quite as often as I could have. And maybe I didn't treat you quite as good as I should have. If I made you feel second best, girl, I'm sorry I was blind. You were always on my mind. You were always on my mind. And maybe I didn't hold you all those lonely, lonely times. I guess I never told you I'm so happy that you're mine. Little things I should have said and done, I just never took the time. But you were always on my mind.
You
Yeah. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Hammer Jackson, and you're listening to Hammer Radio Network. We are global. We're worldwide. Yeah. Sometimes I check on Facebook and everything, and I hear comments, and I get a couple of comments. Hey, Brian, you're doing pretty good. I love this show. Keep it up. Thank you. And, of course, there's girls that ask me to marry them, and I have a girlfriend. But I am free on weekends. You know how that is. OPP, you know me. Going back to the story. All right, here we go. So those are the 15, I think we got to the 15th thing, but what kind of woman that will shit on your bed and take a picture of it . Here it is. Depp said while Heard was in Coachella, nothing good happens in Coachella. He decided to go to the penthouse they shared and packed his things when she wasn't home. His bodyguard warned him fecal matter was found left in the bed. That was an absurd and grotesque and cruel. I'll try to read that as Johnny with bad imputation. That was absurd. Grotesque, cruel. Then I was shown a picture of what the problem was. He said Hurt kept denying it, blamed it on their small dogs. That's it. Let's blame it on the puppy. And you can see the puppy in the corner. Yeah, poor puppy. You shit on the bed. Oh, puppy. Poor puppy. Blame it on a dog. But he was convinced she was lying. He knew her shit. Everybody knew her shit. That was her shit. And that's what happens when rich people fall in love with crazy people. He has a testimony here about the pooping in the bed. We heard it. I don't think we need to go any further. He claims he did not punch you. I was hitting you. I did not punch you. I was hitting you. That's an audio recording of Johnny Depp testifying. The court cracked up when Johnny told another Muse tabloid story. I don't know what this was, but it's going to have a commercial come right away. I guess he can laugh about it. And this is what I'm talking about. And it's still live. The trial's still going on live right now. But here we go.
Mr. Depp, if you could please take a look at the stack of articles in front of you.
Yes, it's a stack of hit pieces.
Yes, the first one is called
Ms. Hurd's publicity team.
Mr. Depp, we're going to try to get through this as quickly as possible. I'm going to ask you about the first one. Well, we're going to talk about them. The first one is entitled. It's from The Guardian. You see that?
Apparently drunk.
Yes, and this is an article from November 15th, 2014, entitled "Apparently Drunk Johnny Depp Cut Off at Hollywood Film Awards Ceremony." Correct?
That's what it says, yes, sir.
And the next article is an article from May 7th, 2016. It's entitled "Johnny Depp: Friends and Family Seriously Concerned About Him." Here's why.
Yes, correct? How did they know?
The next article, from May 1st, 2017, before Ms. Hurd filed for a restraining order, a year and a half before she published, this would be after, May 1st, 2017, the headline is, "Johnny Depp has a clear and epic sense of entitlement, ex-managers say."
Yes.
Published in The Hollywood Reporter, correct?
I was in a lawsuit with him, sir.
The next article, from May 10th, 2017, is entitled, "Johnny Depp,
A Star in Crisis, and The Insane Story of His Missing Millions. Did I read that right?
That's straight from the same lawsuit, sir.
The next article, also from May 10th, 2017, a year and a half before the op-ed was published, says, Johnny Depp reportedly drank heavily and was constantly late on the new Pirates movie set. Did I read that right?
You did, reportedly.
The next article, also from May 10th, 2017. Mr. Depp,
this is a pathetic attempt.
Mr. Depp, please just respond to the question that I'm asking you.
What's your question?
The next question, the next document, an article published in Vanity Fair on May 10th, 2017,
yes,
is entitled Johnny Depp's Financial Woes Might Sink the Next Pirates of the Caribbean. Did I read that right?
You did. I don't know.
The next article,
May
25th, 2017, a year and a half before the op-ed was published, an article entitled Where Did It All Go Wrong for Johnny Depp? After a string of flops and a ton of bad press, Johnny Depp's star power looks as wobbly as Jack Sparrow on a plank. Did I read that right?
You read that very, very well.
The next one, Hollywood Reporter, May 27th, 2017. Headline, Pirates of the Caribbean, The Diminishing Returns of Johnny Depp. Did I read that right?
You certainly did. Hollywood Reporter were very nice to me.
July 12th, 2017. Why are all of Johnny Depp's movies bombing at the box office? Did I read that right?
You certainly did.
November 4th, 2017, a year and a month before Amber published the op-ed. Headline, Johnny Depp allegedly showed up drunk to movie premiere, reports say. Did
allegedly
I read that correctly?
Reports say. This is hearsay.
June 21st, 2018, 6 months before the op-ed was published. Vanity Fair article, The Real Reason Johnny Depp Used an Earpiece on a Film Set.
I think that was explained
did I read
in court
correctly?
The other day. Oh, you did, yeah.
June 21st, 2018, 6 months before the op-ed was published, a Rolling Stone article entitled The Trouble with Johnny Depp, Multi-Million Dollar Lawsuits, A Haze of Booze and Hash, A Marriage Gone Very Wrong, and A Lifestyle He Can't Afford, Inside the Trials of Johnny Depp. Did I read that right?
You did. You should read the article.
And the last one, June 22nd, 2018, The Daily Mail, Vodka for Breakfast, 72-Hour Drug Binges, and Spending Sprees That Beggar Belief. Alison Boshoff reveals why Hollywood's reeling over what's being called Johnny Depp's career suicide note. Did I read that correctly?
You did. Who's Alison Boshoff and how does she know?
Mr. Depp, you can't name a single actress who has benefited in her career by coming forward and stating that she was the victim of domestic violence, can you?
I'm sorry.
Objection called for speculation.
I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
Okay, they're going to a commercial right now, and I'm going to try to bypass that commercial. And here we go.
When Amber made abuse accusations against you in May 2016, fair to say it got a lot of press attention, right?
Objection calls for speculation. All right, I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
When Amber made abuse accusations against you in May 2016, you became aware that it got a lot of press attention, correct?
Very quickly, I became aware.
And she became associated with those abuse accusations that she made against you in May 2016, correct, to your knowledge?
Objection calls for speculation.
I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
You became associated with those domestic abuse accusations that she made against you, correct?
I think that's clear.
And
yes.
you understood that she became associated with those same accusations that she made, correct? You testified to that.
Well, she had a choice. I didn't.
And you talked about the immediate impact that those accusations on May 27, 2016 allegedly had on your career, correct?
Yes.
You testified earlier in your examination on direct that when Amber made those accusations in 2016, you said you lost, quote, nothing less than everything, correct?
That's correct, sir.
But you didn't try to get the restraining order lifted in 2016, did you?
I don't.
If she wanted a restraining
order. Yes or no question. You didn't try to get the restraining order.
No, why would I?
And you didn't have a divorce trial where you could respond to Amber's accusations of abuse in 2016, did you?
Objection calls for a legal conclusion.
I'm asking if he had a trial.
I'll
You didn't have a divorce trial where you could respond to Amber's accusations of abuse, did you?
No, there were no charges pressed against
you. You chose
didn't
not
tell
to
tell the police that I had done anything. She didn't mention my name.
And you didn't have a California divorce judge decide these facts, did you?
Objection asked and answered.
You chose not to try to clear your name at that time through any sort of legal proceeding, correct?
Objection asked and answered.
I'll sustain the objection.
And you chose to sign a divorce agreement in which you stated that Amber had not made any false statements about you for financial gain. We looked at that, correct?
Objection. Asked and answered.
Asked and answered. I'll sustain the objection. Next question.
In fact, you waited until Amber wrote the op-ed in the Washington Post in December of 2018 to file a lawsuit against her, correct?
That is correct.
Can you pull up Plaintiff's Exhibit 2, please?
It was the only time that I was able to speak and use my own voice.
You chose not to sue the Washington Post in this lawsuit, correct?
Objection, relevance, asked and answered.
It's not been asked and answered.
Hasn't been asked and answered, but I'm not sure what the relevance.
You chose to sue only Ms. Heard and not the newspaper that published this article, correct?
Objection, compound.
All right, I'll sustain at the compound.
You chose not to sue the Washington Post, correct?
Objection, relevance.
I'll sustain the objection.
You only sued the author of this article, Amber Heard, correct?
Which seems she was the one making the statements. Yes, I had the opportunity to fight back.
Permission to publish Exhibit 2, Your Honor?
All right. Exhibit 2 is already in evidence.
Mr. Depp, you realize that the only job for this jury to decide,
yes, sir,
its only job is to determine whether this op-ed and this op-ed alone is defamatory.
Objection calls for a legal conclusion.
I'll sustain the objection.
This is the only writing that you are, that's the subject of this lawsuit that you brought, correct?
Same objection.
Facts, Your Honor.
I'll allow that question.
This is a version of that story of the op-ed that I have never seen. The one that was published before, the only one I've ever seen is the one that was published prior to this. They changed the title because they were in fear of trouble.
Well, I moved to strike that last testimony, Your Honor.
Well, I mean,
whether it's the online edition or this edition in the paper, this article is the only statement, the only publication of anything that's the subject of the lawsuit that you brought, correct?
Objection asked and answered.
Sustain the objection.
This op-ed, Mr. Depp, does not discuss any of the details of your relationship that we've seen in texts and emails and recordings over the past few days, does it?
Objection, compound, and asked and answered.
And I'll sustain those objections.
In fact, this article doesn't contain any details of your relationship with Ms. Heard.
Objection, asked and answered.
I'll sustain
the
objection.
Only thing that this article states, Mr. Depp, is that in 2016, Amber made accusations of domestic abuse. Correct.
It was clear that she made allegations in 2016.
And she did that when she obtained a restraining order against you in 2016, correct?
Yes.
And even if you disagree with the accusations that she made against you in May 2016, it is a true fact that she did make those accusations in 2016 and got a restraining order against you, correct?
Objection, compound, asked and answered.
Sustain objections. Next question.
To your knowledge, the words that Ms. Heard used in this article about getting a restraining order against you in 2016, those are true, correct?
I'm sorry?
The words that Ms. Heard used.
Document.
All right. I'll sustain the objection.
Can you go to the third paragraph? Pull up the third paragraph, please. statement that then 2 years ago, Ms. Heard became a public figure representing domestic abuse. That is true, isn't it?
I'm not sure what we're looking
objection.
At.
Objection.
Oh, I see.
Call for a legal conclusion.
I'll sustain the objection.
I'll sustain the objection. And in 2016, for the first time publicly, Ms. Heard accused you of domestic abuse, correct?
In 2016?
Yes.
That's correct.
No further questions.
All right.
There you go. More money, more problems. Maybe poor people should just get married because then they can't afford a lawyer and they're forced to stay together. I don't know. She's taking a stand, Amber Heard. I guess next week or a couple of weeks. That should be interesting. Again, in Hollywood world, Johnny Depp was hard to work for. That's what the rumors is. Some people considered him an asshole. Like I said, a Marvel character. He's a super Marvel asshole. If there is a character. But she's one psychotic bitch. And they're attracted to each other. How's that going to work out? I want to thank Mr. Britt Prentice. P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. Britt, B-R-I-T-T. His song, Hug Me Baby, is coming up the charts. Guy's really good. Really, really good. He's on Facebook. The video's on YouTube with his name, Britt, B-R-I-T-T, Prentice, P-R-E-N-T-I-C-E. Hug Me Baby, the song that you want to hear again, and I'll play it. I will read, as I always say, we only got a couple of minutes. I would read some of your comments on Facebook. When we come back, if you'd like to be interviewed by me, who wouldn't? Again, you can reach me on Facebook at Brian Hammer Jackson. There's a couple of Brian Hammer Jackson, but you know you have the right one. There's a picture of me with my headphones on, my sunglasses, and it'll say Hammer House. That's the right page. Catch me there. Catch me on Twitter at Hammer, A-O-D. A as in Apple, O as in Oscar, I will win soon. And D as in damn. At Hammer AOD. That's on Twitter. I will be interviewing a lot more guests. We have gotten away from that, but my new executive producer, Lauren, who is listening, keeps me on track. She also mentioned sometimes while I'm working on a project, a film project or any other project, sometimes I don't come on at the right time. I come on at different times. That you can go to blogtalkradio.com. That's blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson. You can hit the follow button and you can catch the show. It'll just show up in your email that I'm on and what the subject it is. When we first started the show was to help independent artists. Whether you're an author, a musician, a business person, an actress, a model, even if you're a porn star in the industry, to get your name out there, promote yourself, and have a good time with the interview by me, and that's forever. So even when you're 90, you can play that interview as when you're young. And your voice didn't quiver, and you didn't have Alzheimer's. It'll remind you that you're on one of the greatest shows with Brian Hammer Jackson. Okay, so when we come back, some things you want to talk about on Facebook, and we'll end the show that way. You're listening, when we come back, you're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. There's a person out there, Lauren. She is my new executive producer. She may come on a show sometimes, but she's kind of shy. She's from New York. She's an actress. She did some major roles that you would know. And I just want to she's kind of insecure. Very pretty, very smart. Went to a university. But she's kind of insecure, so I'm going to play this to her. This is a song to her. And when we come back, we'll finish up the show. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson on Hammer Radio Network. This is for you, Lauren.
Who can turn the world on with her smile? Who can take a nothing day and suddenly make it all seem worthwhile? Well, it's you, girl, and you should know it. With each glance and every little movement you show it, love is all around.
Okay, some people are listening to the show. If you listen to the show, you know I'm not a fan of people blowing smoke up my ass. I will only read the bad things about the show because it makes me laugh, keeps me humble. I'm a shy man. That's why I hide behind the radio. Thank you. Hey, Brian, great show today. Your energy was up. I love the show. I think you're right about Amber. I think she's psycho. Thank you. That was from Tony. We keep our people anonymous because they're on Facebook. They're public people. And I don't want anybody to get mad at them with their comments. And I make it known that I keep their names anonymous so I can feel freely to speak. This is from a young lady. Hey, Hammer. Hey. Love the show today. Thank you. Thank you. This is the first time I saw your picture. Uh-huh. I think you look hot. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Again, I will keep your name private. And I want to thank you a lot, Leslie, for making that comment. Thank you. And I am hot. A male. Hey, what's up, Hammer? Sorry I didn't come in the studio today. I'm working. It's okay. I like the topic, and I'm glad you got away from the politics for a while. Keep up the good work, and I'll be listening in the future, and I'm going to go to, here's the plug, blogtalkradio.com/Brian Hammer Jackson, and I'm going to hit the follow button, and I will follow you on Twitter. Thank you. We have more show coming up tomorrow, hopefully our regular time. Tomorrow is what, Friday? And I made a little promise. So if you have a business that you would like to promote, home business, whatever kind of business it is, even if you're in an entertainment business, it doesn't really matter. You're invited to come on the show and do like a little business card, the name of your business, what kind of business, how long you've been in business, where people can become a consumer of your wares, that kind of thing. You can do that Friday. We'll be doing a regular show, but if you come in the studio, whatever we're doing at that time, I will stop. I'll put you on the air. You get some free advertising. There's going to be other little things going on because I've been working on other projects. I'm working on a radio project that I mentioned about 2 years ago. I'm finally wrote the whole thing. I'm complete, right? The script is almost completed. And I will be casting soon. It'll be a radio production. You are also invited to the table read. We'll do the table read live so you can see the actors behind the scenes, what it takes to audition, that kind of thing. I used to do this. I used to do this a long time ago. So you can get to see the process of acting, auditions, acting, reading the roles, slating, behind the scenes. And if it's somebody I know and there's scandals, I will make sure I out them. just for my own fun and cynical wit and gossip. So watch for the table read. It's a horror film. They come for you. And I'll be casting soon, and I'll be a radio production. We still will talk about politics because Trump is back in the news. God help us. But we are bipartisan, and we will be talking about Trump. We'll talk about Biden. We'll talk about all the other idiots that are not doing anything. We'll talk about Ukraine and how you're feeling towards them. Because, I don't know, I'm a radio junkie, and 24 hours of me hearing people being devastated and mothers being raped in front of their children is not entertainment to me. It can only take so much. And you can only take so much of hearing these people who are dying and are asking for help, and all we could do is look at them and listen for ratings, because CNN and Fox and everybody needs to get that ratings going. Bring in the raping, bring in the dead woman, bring in the child that got their legs blown off. It's good for the camera, it's great for the ratings. The sadistic bastards that we call media. So we'll be covering all that. And of course, the most important thing is you guys. Whatever project you're working on, whatever music that you're selling, whatever production or fashion that you're doing, we're here to move you forward. And by moving you forward is having you come on and I can interview. Hey, I could do a good interview. Trust me on that. I interview good. Well, I'm going to end the show that way. You're listening to Brian Hammer Jackson. And remember, when you're in Hollywood and you're trying to make it, you got to have heart. You really do, and you'll go far.
Now listen to me.
Get
heart. This game of baseball is only one half skill.
You will make it.
The other half
is
something else.
This is baseball, but it pertains to life.
Something bigger.
You gotta have heart.
See
you guys tomorrow.
Have heart.
7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you never win, that's when the grin should start. You gotta have hope. Mustn't sit around and mope. Nothing's half as bad as it may appear. Wait till next year and hope. When your luck is batting zero, get your chin up off the floor. Mister, you can be a hero. You can open any door. There's nothing to it but to do it. You gotta have heart, miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course, but keep that old horse before the cart. First, you gotta have heart.
A great slugger we haven't got. A great pitcher we haven't got. A great ball club we haven't got.
What do we got?
We've got heart. All you really need is heart. When the odds are saying you'll never win, that's when the grin should start.
Now you get the idea.
We've got heart. We don't sit around and mope.
We're so happy that we're humming.
That's the hardy thing to do.
Ho, ho, ho.
Cause we know our ship will come in.
So it's 10 years overdue.
Ho, ho, ho. We've got heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. Oh, it's fine to be a genius, of course. But keep that old horse before the cart.
So what the heck's the use of crying? Why should we curse?
We gotta get better, cause we can't get worse.
And to add to it, we've got heart. We've got heart. We've got heart.
Okay, Smokey Baby, let's go get him.